T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese's back. This new party mix I'm eating, Ike, it's hot and zesty. Yeah, it takes you back to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, guess where I won't be at this year? I won't be at a damn Naughty by Nature concert this year. Bet you that much.
It's a shame, man.
You still got to go to Hotlanta, man. You're a Falcons legend.
And I got an email the other day, right? Because I still get alumni stuff from the Falcons.
Do you really?
I'm still on their mailing list, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they don't care if you played there for 1 year.
Well,
send everybody alumni stuff. But anyway, but the Ben's point, it is in Atlanta, and they're having all sorts of stuff down there. So with Atlanta being the host city.
I can imagine there's going to be
Parties going to be like down there in Atlanta? It won't be like them damn Minneapolis parties.
Yeah, part of me's glad that I don't have to deal with that. You know
right.
what I mean? Because
yes.
it's just going to be nuts.
Too. I'm with
nuts.
You. I'm with you. Atlanta is crowded
without an event
going on.
Yeah, it'd be nuts.
Yeah, it's
going
to be ridiculous. But woo, those parties. Woo wee.
Yeah, I'm too old, though.
Man.
Too old for that.
Hotlanta.
Let's go back to the phone. Speaking of Hotlanta, the party mix hot and zesty. It's spicy, man. The regular party mix, and they make it extra hot.
They need to add something to that.
It's good. What? Party mix is one of the most underrated foods in the world.
Yeah, that's hamster and gerbil food. But if you add that seasoning to it, now you got something.
What's your go-to chip?
Oh, I like a Hers plain.
So you go regular Hers plain chip?
I'll do a plain chip. You know what? As I've gotten older, I don't like Dorito, like all the stuff that
I don't either.
That you like when you were a kid. Like, you hated plain chips as a kid.
And now that's all I eat.
That's all I eat. Give me some salted chips.
With sandwiches, I'll eat.
Yeah, with a sandwich. Yep.
I can't just sit there my hand in the bag of chips.
Oh, I can do that.
And eat. Nah, see, I don't do that. I like it with the ham and cheese sandwich with mustard.
Oh, yeah.
Bang.
I'm with you there. I was eating a bag last night, man, watching the Sixers.
Look at you.
Yeah. Well, bag of Lay's plain.
That was a fun game last night.
It was. Yeah. No stress.
No stress. No stress at all.
No
that was
at all.
That was a good one. All right. How do you build the birds for 2019? That is the question. I go for it again.
Got to be smart, man.
I look at it and say, you know what? We were damn close to going back to the NFC Championship game. Now I got a healthy Carson Wentz, and I have draft picks, and I have Howie Roseman. Let's keep a couple guys. Let's add a couple guys, and let's go for it. 888-729-9494, and I'm keeping Jason Peters one more year. I'm bringing Brandon Graham back on a reasonable contract for a couple years.
Yeah.
Darren Sproles is coming back for one more year, Ike.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Let's go to Roy.
Love you, Sproles, but I'm done.
Roy, North Jersey. Hi, Roy.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Roy?
Hey, look, man, I would probably try to bring BG back on something reasonable. They've gone to JP a couple of times and asked him for, you know, some relief, and old boy told them no both times. I believe they asked him twice.
He got an extension.
His money, so.
He got an extension. Yeah. They were supposed to cut him, and he got a contract extension. You think that Howie's going to go in there and cut him this year?
They got to text him.
Well, look. Well, what I would definitely tell Jay, you got to look us out this time, bro. You know what I mean? Or you're going to have to make. That's a tough decision you're going to have to make. I'm ready to move on from Sproles. That whole thing, the trade for Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
A couple things with that. As far as the people talking about Jacksonville wouldn't do it without the Eagles giving up something other than Nick Foles, Jacksonville blew all their leverage by announcing they were trying to go after Fournette's guaranteed money. So
you're
what
right.
kind of leverage do they
exactly.
have?
Exactly.
You're right. It wasn't smart by Coughlin
no.
unless they're doing it pure motivation. They have no intention of getting rid of him, and they're trying to light a fire under him. So I can see that. But Coughlin's not refined enough to know that.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? The way I look at it is I don't know if Fournette's the type of back that they would want. I think Fournette would want to be like the main guy. But a guy that I think they would go after is Tevin Coleman. I think that's the type of guy that they would go after.
Speed guy can catch the ball out of the backfield.
I don't like
catch the ball out of the backfield. And plus, you know, when Freeman went down, that was his time to shine as like the main back, and he still couldn't keep Ito Smith off the field.
But why would you want him then?
He's saying he'd be cheaper.
You could put
him in with the committee. They're going to want to do a committee thing anyway. Right. And that's what he's used to doing.
Yeah, Roy, you need a number one back. Who's the number one back? That's the problem that I have with Coleman. If you're paying him $4-6 million a year, I like what he offers, but that's a lot of money for a second back, for a complimentary back.
I make Leonard Fournette my number one back.
You're going to hear a lot about, people are going to start going crazy about Le'Veon Bell, and you might as well throw cold water on that right now, too, man. Lev Bell wants way too much money, and I can only see, like, the Colts, the Jets.
Or
if he really wants the money, he'll go to the Jets or the Colts. If he takes a little bit of something off, to go to the Colts. Lev Bell ain't going to happen. I think they
like their backs in Indianapolis, too, and that could change.
Marlon Mack.
He can play.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, they like Mack until Lev Bell comes.
That's true.
He wouldn't mind playing there.
That's true.
You get that right. But I also think that Bennett will be back, even though I think he's got another year or two on his contract, so Bennett will be back.
Yeah.
I would definitely try to build this team. I look at it like this, man. I don't believe that the Dallas Cowboys have three players on their roster that's over 26.
That's what I'm talking about, Roy. That's what. See, you got to my next point before I did. Dallas Cowboys, their roster is filled with draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every player except for Amari Cooper is a draft pick.
Yep.
They're young. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. We have to strip it all the way down, but we have to start getting younger players in here that you can get three, 4, 5 years out of.
I agree with you. Here's the problem.
Yes.
They don't have young players right now to do that with.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah, they haven't hit on those draft picks.
Next year, see, here's the thing. This year is so important with the draft picks because you're going to feel the young players not stepping in next year.
Much more
than you did this year.
Yep.
Right, and that's where you feel it. Yep. So that's why I would almost try to extend this a year, bring back some of the vets, and then next year, like, for instance, their draft, they only have 5 players this year that they drafted. Mm-hmm. But Dallas Goedert. Contributor.
Yeah.
Yep. Avante Maddox, 4th round.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Major contributor. Josh Sweat?
No. He won't even be on the team next year.
No. Really?
Yeah. Unless he puts on about 40 pounds.
Well, he does. Matt Pryor, who knows? Jordan Mailata, everybody loves him, but I can't say that I know for sure. But they need to. They have nine picks.
Yep.
So they need to hit.
And I'll look. Where can we find where the picks are? I know they got the one in the first. They got 2 seconds.
I'll look right now.
They gave up the third. Did they have 2/3? They only had 1/3. They had 1/3. They gave that up for Golden Tate.
Yep. 2 2s, 1 4, 1 5, 1 6, 1 7.
Okay, so they got one in the other rounds.
Yep.
So they okay.
They have plenty. They can make a trade. Maybe they look at one of the
those
corners.
Those first 3 picks have to be starters.
Agreed.
That first rounder and those 2 second rounders, they have to be starters.
For all you know, Howie might move back or move up or do something like that. Like, look what he was able to do in getting Dallas Goedert. He got a second round pick for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing trade.
Yeah. The only problem with that is we needed another position field.
Running back?
Yeah, a running back would have been nice to have.
They need a running back.
Instead of Dallas Goedert. I like Dallas Goedert, but Zach Ertz is our tight end.
Well, that's the problem I have.
Dallas Goedert is a luxury to have.
With the Tevin Coleman conversation, the issue I have is you still didn't fill your need of a number one running back.
Number one back.
Tevin Coleman proved to me that he wasn't an every down or even a one. Because he's right. Ito Smith was by the end of the year, he was taking
a short yardage guy.
Well, he was more productive, frankly. Mm-hmm. Tevin Coleman still had good games, but a lot of that was out of the backfield as a receiver.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had him in every fantasy league I was in.
Like you said, he's not a bell cow back. Yeah,
no.
he's a Calvin. He's an Alvin Kamara light.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you can't rely on him even 15 carries.
I don't think
he's
Kamara's not a number one back. You need another back to be in there with Kamara.
Just to eat up some of the carries.
Because he's a small guy. He's not a big guy.
Mark Ingram and Kamara is a great
1-2 punch.
Wow, man.
And you're going to see the difference when Ingram is gone next year.
Well, they're going to have to draft somebody or get somebody else in there.
Put somebody in there, yeah.
I think they know that. Let's go to John. John's in Croydon, PA. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you, John?
What up, John?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Good to talk to you.
Love you guys. But I'm going to go right to the point. things I think we need to do. I think we need to go after Kareem Hunt. I think we need to go after Antonio Brown. I think we need to keep Jay Ajayi, Darren Sproles, and Kareem Hunt in our backfield.
It's a hell of a rotation.
Yeah, it is.
And how are they fitting all this stuff under the cap, John?
Oh, I don't know, man. Kareem's going to come cheap. They, you know, the fantasy league, just my fantasy, okay? Because I think, you know, I'm thinking like...
Well, Kareem will be cheap. He's not going to cost you a lot of money.
It next year.
Well, listen, let's get Pat Mahomes and let's get Todd Gurley and...
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, damn.
Take him. No, I like it. I don't know about Antonio Brown.
Think about it. Listen. Darren Sproles will probably work with us.
Yeah. Sproles' money is not the issue. Yeah, money is not the issue with Sproles. Yeah, he's not making a ton of money. So that's not the issue with Sproles. This is whether or not him being on the roster, taking up a spot, and whether or not you're going to actually be able to use him.
But remember they asked about him, and a lot of times, like Howie in his press conference yesterday, he gave the answer on Nick that he wanted to give. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure, we'd love to have him back. Yeah, we can have him back. He's not coming back. Everybody knows it. No. Howie, you can say whatever you want to. But when Doug answered the question about Darren Sproles wanting him back, I believed him. He said the same thing the year before about wanting that. Now, maybe this is one of the things where he has to wait till training camp, and they see what happens, and it's like, you know what? No, let's bring him back in. I don't think they're going to, first day of free agency, re-sign Darren Sproles.
Right.
But
no, this is something. Sproles coming back here wouldn't even happen until June.
Right.
A, he's never here for the offseason.
Post-draft.
Yeah, he's not here for the offseason.
Yeah, so what's the point?
Yeah, so they're going to have to wait and see, A, if they have a need for him, and B, if he wants to come back and play.
Right.
So they, just like they waited late last year to sign him, they'll do it again this year.
Are we really going to fall for this again?
No, I'm not. But
fall for what?
I know they love Darren Sproles.
Fall for what?
Wait, it almost derailed the entire season using a running back spot on Darren Sproles. I understand he was cheap and he helped late, but if they had had a running back that was competent the whole season like LeGarrette Blount, they wouldn't have been in this mess in the first place.
But that has nothing to do with Darren Sproles. That has to do with the other guys that you had picked. They couldn't step in and stay healthy, A, or be the contributors you needed, B.
Wouldn't you rather have somebody you can rely on? Darren Sproles,
he's the third down back and a punt returner. The third down back and punt returner can't be relied on to be the every down back. And that's what you needed when Jay Ajayi went down. So, yeah, it would have been nice if he was healthy and he would have contributed, but it wouldn't have solved the problem in the backfield.
Oh, who wouldn't have?
Sproles. Even if he was healthy, he wouldn't have solved the issue. The issue is you need a number one back.
No, that's what Ben is saying, is that Sproles, they relied on Sproles last year.
Well, no, they wanted him to be the third down back. They weren't relying on Darren Sproles to come in and be the number one back.
I think they were relying on him to be the number two back.
Too much. Well, I mean, I won't disagree with you there.
Yeah, I don't think they were relying on him because remember the first game. He got all the carries in the first half.
The bigger issue that they had last year was, and you probably did decide between Sproles and LeGarrette Blount, was you didn't have a guy that's healthy, that's playing every game.
Yep.
Ajayi goes down. Even before Ajayi went down, was he even practicing?
No.
No, he's a guy, he's like Brian Westbrook at the end of his career. You don't practice him.
Except he's only in year four.
Except he's not Brian Westbrook.
Right, and he's like, yeah, it was Brian Westbrook in year 10.
Right, so you're just trying to preserve him for game days. Ajayi, pretty much from the beginning of his career, you had to worry about the injuries every week, beginning of the season.
We're not bringing Jay Ajayi back, but...
Oh, that's what Ben wants to do.
No, Kareem Hunt. I'm all for Kareem Hunt. We got to vet the situation, figure out what a suspension is going to be.
You see what that rat Matt Nagy's already trying to set the stage for him coming in there?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, he's already...
Oh, see, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Well, he coached him out there and...
Oh, he... I forget if it was the last press conference of the year he was asked about it, and he left very, very, it'd be very open to it.
Boom.
Of course they would.
I'm glad somebody said it. Well, this is like the elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about Kareem Hunt.
I do.
I know these coaches are going to pick him up. They're just waiting to find out what type of suspension he's going to get. That's all they're doing. They're waiting. Yep. They wait till the season's over with, and Kareem Hunt is going to have choices. He's going to have choices.
A lot of choices.
And starting with people who know him. So starting with Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a stretch to say the Eagles pick up the phone and call Andy Reid to find out what type of character the guy is?
You know what? Maybe already has happened. There might have already been a conversation about it.
Right?
No, I believe if I'm So if I'm looking, not even from Kareem Hunt's perspective, from his agent's perspective, from his family's perspective, from people close to him's perspective, and I'm looking around at places I want to go, Chicago's probably a good spot.
Good spot.
The Eagles are
not
a better,
the Eagles,
Eagles
yes.
are a better spot.
Much better spot.
And everybody knows that.
Yep. And he would be the featured back here. Chicago has two backs already.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, and they would probably say bye-bye to Jordan Howard or try to move him.
Probably Jordan Howard, yeah.
The Patriots would be another spot.
What
but
about
they,
Jordan Howard?
Sony, hey, I'll take him.
Jordan Howard?
He's perfect because he doesn't need 25 carries a game.
He's a big body, so when you need the tough yardage in between the tackle, that
I like that.
Josh Adams can never pick up that 1 yard. Jordan Howard is a guy that can fall forward for 1 yard with no problem. And Josh Howard, he's the only guy I know on third and fourth and one lost a yard every time. Did he ever go forward? It was always backwards.
888-729-9494.
I'm sorry, Josh. I just had to get that out there.
Did we didn't get a dermatologist or anybody to call in on the back knee issue. Did you put it out on Twitter, Ben?
Back knee.
I'll put out the phone number. We need a dermatologist to call in.
No, well, just somebody that maybe even had it. Is it that or is it something more complex? I'm telling you, you look like you need an antibiotic.
Someone listening right now has to know a dermatologist. Come on. We need you.
Or somebody that's had the whatever was going on.
Anyone that's had it back knee or neck knee. Or
yeah, because I... There were some people that were saying that maybe it goes down past the collar. I haven't seen it, but maybe. 888-729-9494. I just want to know the prognosis or, I mean, whatever.
Prognosis.
How's it looking for him? Nick Foles isn't gone yet.
Right. you want a diagnosis before we trade Nick Foles up out of here.
Yes. Yes. Come on, man. Go to your primary, who then refer you to the specialist, and let the dermatologist evaluate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.